Welcome to the Wine or Milk podcast, where each week we rewatch and review nostalgic movies and media from our childhood to see if they aged like wine or milk. But this week we're going to do something a little bit different. We have another drink break to celebrate our 30th episode. We are each going to nominate something that's nostalgic to us from our childhood, and then we're just going to talk about it. So each of us went away. We thought of a topic of conversation. Jess,
Where did you go away to?
We went away. I was in the office. You were upstairs. We got out our thinking journals and we wrote down a whole lot of ideas. Isn't that what you did?
I remember us walking the dog and talking about some idea topics. But, you know, if you want to
play it up. I came down here. I got out my thinking journal and I wrote down all these ideas.
Is your thinking journal invisible, similar to your thinking cap from when you watched Blue's Clues?
It is. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why you can't see it, but all of my ideas are safe in there. I did it in there so that you couldn't steal any of my ideas. True fact. So what is your topic? What are we talking about?
I got nothing to say. Well, I think thinking about childhood, I spent a lot of time at school.
Yep.
And what's nostalgic to me is school lunches.
That's a good one.
School lunches. Want to talk about those?
I have a fun one for us. It's a little out there. It's childhood fears.
Oh, God.
I had a lot of them as a kid, so this is an easy topic for me.
Do you have like 14 hours for me to go through all of them with you?
Yeah, I know, right? I think we both were probably equally nervous little kids.
So. Oh, I was a very anxious child. I'm still an anxious adult.
Yeah.
But I was a very anxious child.
And also, just want to throw out there because I'm a little giddy today. Mm-hmm. A little giddy. It is like a full-blown snow day in Austin right now. Like, we live in Austin, Texas, and there is like 6 inches of snow on the ground. Again, the second big snowstorm we've had this year. And it's actually sticking. It hasn't moved at all. Like, our whole yard, our street, they don't have plows here.
No plows, so everything is just no snow. No sanders, no trucks, nothing. It's just, you can't even see the road or the sidewalk. It's just all the same.
We went to take Luna for a walk and we were tripping all over the place because we'd keep accidentally stepping off the sidewalk and stuff because you can't tell anything. There's so much snow on the ground.
Luna has no idea what's happening.
But she lost her mind.
She keeps putting her whole head in the snow and sniffing it.
Just face plants and then throws it up in the air. It's really cute. She's crazy, but
she's gross though because she breathes with her mouth open, and now like all the snow melts though on her face and just so wet,
and then refreezes.
It's so wet, it's disgusting.
Yeah, she's a funny looking dog, but it's just a wild day. So I'm a little giddy, a little happy, but you know what? We're here. We're focusing on
bring that energy into your childhood fears. Maybe that giddiness will counterbalance it.
Yeah.
What do you want to do first? School lunches, or do you want to jump into our fears?
Do you want to flip for it?
I mean, we have a quarter. We could do that, I guess. You have no preference, though? You really just want to...
Yeah, I want to flip for it.
Leave it to fate? Okay. Well, what is heads?
Heads is fears. Tails is lunches.
Okay. Well, you're making me inferior. You're making me tails already right off the
tails isn't inferior.
I feel like everybody wants to call heads.
I don't know.
As a kid? I don't know. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Heads you win, tails I lose.
Same thing.
Heads.
Fears.
Okay, I forgot which one you said it was, so I'm glad you paid attention.
Because fear is in the head. That's what I was going for there.
Sometimes.
Philosophical.
I guess your amygdala is in your head.
Yeah.
So that's where the fear originates. Okay, cool. So childhood fears. What do you want to say about that?
Yo, I had so many childhood fears looking back on it, and so many of them came from my cousins. Because they were older than me and they would say stuff or they would like watch stuff and it would scare me. But I wanted to be like big and tough so I wouldn't say anything about it. And then I would just lie awake for hours at night thinking about it.
Okay.
And I'm like a planner. So all of these fears, I had plans of how I would get out of them and how I would like survive.
And they call those worry thoughts, just so you know.
Sure. So worry planning thoughts. Mm-hmm. So my one cousin, I think he had like a Ripley's Believe It or Not type book or something like that.
You know the page with the lady with the fingernails?
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
You know when there's something weird?
What?
I always wanted to go for that world record. I wanted to get the world's longest fingernails.
That's ironic because you chew on your nails more than anyone I know.
I know. But no, this one, I don't think it was actually Ripley's because I don't feel like this is a true fact. But in this book, this spoopy book about weird occurrences, there's a story about a woman who is just like sitting down playing the piano in her house, and then she spontaneously combusted. Like, she just caught on fire.
That's where that originated from for you? I did not know that.
And so I was a little kid. I was like 5 or 6 or so, maybe a little older, like 7 or 8. And I was really, truly convinced that this was a real thing. And so I would just lay awake at night thinking about how I would get to the shower and turn it on and all this stuff. Like, that was my plan. I was like, okay, I'm just like, run to the shower. I'm gonna. And I would just like stay awake
Did you not play the piano
all the time? No, I would, but it wasn't like I was worried the piano would make me catch on fire. I was just like worried I would catch on fire. So then also I would just like be out places and I'd be like side eyeing and be like, oh yeah, there's a water fountain over there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you tell your parents?
No.
They would have saved you a lot of trouble.
They're gonna listen to this and be like, oh my god, my kid's an idiot.
That is, I didn't know it went that far.
Yeah.
What, you would look at water fountains?
Yeah, I sometimes it would like jump into my head, so I'd like scope out places to go like rinse off and like douse the flames.
I think if you spontaneously combusted, you wouldn't have time to make it to a shower.
No, probably not. But you know, in my head, I was like, I can do this. I can beat spontaneous combustion.
And your cousins originated this fear?
Yeah, my one cousin, he was just reading a book about it. Or like, it was like a page in it, and it showed like this piano bench with like burn on it.
Oh my god.
And so like, I was like, okay, I know how I'm gonna live this. Oh man. But yeah, I had a lot of little things like that. But that was probably the absurd, you know, like this really stupid out there.
Far out childhood. There, left field one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the spot, you know? So like, I don't know. Like, I was a constant worrier about everything.
Okay.
So I feel like, what didn't I fear? But I don't know if I had any like that were that ridiculous. I guess as a kid, well, I talked about this. My mom always said, don't ice skate on a river. So yep. I was always petrified I was going to fall through the ice and drown.
Yep.
Also, perpetually thought I was going to be kidnapped, because I don't know why as a kid, like, stranger danger is so ingrained in your head.
Yeah.
And I was already really shy. So I just thought I was going to be kidnapped at all times.
I don't know why. That wasn't a big one for me. It feels like it should have been. But I wasn't really scared of getting kidnapped.
I just feel like school told you you're going to get kidnapped. Your parents told you you're going to get kidnapped. Your friends told you you're going to get kidnapped.
I remember when my parents like started letting me go to the bathroom by myself in public places. They were like, if a man is in there and he tries to end it, and you scream, you know?
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Oh, I had a big fear. My mom wanted me to go to the post office once and buy some stamps for her. And I would just run in and get it and come out.
Yep.
Refused. I still don't like going into the store.
Reminds me of my little sister. She was terrified of gas stations. Terrified of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Hated gas stations. Calling her out right now.
I guess what it really comes down to is I had a big fear of going anywhere alone.
Yeah.
As a kid. And like, even as an adult, pathetically, I don't like going places by myself. There's nothing wrong with it, but like, I still don't like doing it.
Yeah.
Like, one time I was in a pet store and I lost my mom. Like, and the pet store was probably like a 10 by 12 room with just very tall stacked aisles. Mm-hmm. And she was just around the corner. I was probably 8. So they're like an embarrassingly old age. And I just started crying because I thought my mom looked at me. Just cried right there in front of the guinea pigs. Man. One time my mom started driving away without me in the Promart parking lot. And I had to like, I had Skittles and I had to bang on the door. That made me sad.
My brother and I used to hide in the clothes racks. We would play hide and seek at like JCPenney and stuff, like in the clothes racks. And my mom probably knew where we were, though.
What kid didn't do that, though?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was really scared of the dark. Like, sometimes, though. If I was just like walking by myself, like in the house, and it was dark, I'd be like, okay, let's get back to bed.
You called out your sister? I'll call out my brother, who is almost 26. He still doesn't turn the lights off in the house because he doesn't like walking through the house in the dark.
I don't know why. I would have no problem like walking to my friend's house outside, like through the woods to his house at like midnight. But like in my own home with the doors locked and an alarm system. We even had an alarm system at my mom's house. Mm-hmm. I would still be like, no, I don't want to do this. Well, there was that one time we went to my dad's house and all the doors were open. and like the wind blew all the furniture around, so it kind of looked like they got robbed. That was actually scary.
That's a true story, and that was as adults, and you did search the house with a chef's knife.
I mean, it was kind of, it actually looked like somebody broke in.
My question for us is, if we thought we were robbed, why didn't we just call the police? Why did we go search the house on our own?
I was pretty darn sure that the house didn't get robbed.
I had a big fear about getting burglarized, actually, as a kid, too.
Where is my dad's dog?
I think we were watching her.
Was she just hanging out in the house?
No, I think we picked her up at your mom's house because your mom was watching her for a little bit. And then we brought her to your dad's house to watch her the rest of the weekend.
I also did have a big fear of getting burglarized. Mm-hmm. But that's because we got burglarized.
That's horrifying.
We got burgled.
We had nothing of value. So, like, no one was ever going to break into our home. But it was still a fear of mine. Like, they take my goldfish or something, you know?
Yeah. We had these, like,
my mom probably wanted them to take my goldfish.
We had, like, these Olympic coins that you could get in, like, Cheerios boxes. And they stole those, and that was pretty sad.
I wasn't a big coin collector.
Well, those were, like, the only coins we collected.
Makes it sadder. That's actually scary.
And, like, a really tiny TV. They stole our, like, kitchen TV. You know, like, the 4-inch
kitchen TVs? We never had a kitchen TV. I always wanted one, though.
Yeah, we had one.
Oh, man.
The kitchen TV was the best because that's what you would watch. You would be, like, eating your cereal, just begging to see the name of your school scroll across the bottom on a snowy day.
Begging. Usually, though, if you're already at the cereal stage, you're not. You're going to go into school.
They called ours so late all the time. Like, 5 minutes before you would have expected the bus to come. Like, I would find out about snow days because other kids would call us and just be like, yeah, the bus just didn't come. Because we were, like, one of the last ones.
I wonder if my parents liked, because obviously as a kid, you love snow days, no school. But do you think parents are like, shit?
That was probably their fear. Their childhood fear.
They gotta stay home with me in the snow?
One time my dad found out we had a snow day because he drove me to the school at, like, 6:50 in the morning and it was locked. So we just arrived at school and it was just nobody was there because it was a snow day.
Did your dad try to leave you and be like, call me in 20 if no one gets here to let you in?
No, I think he drove me to my mom's house. Anyway, though, childhood fears. I got some more.
Yeah, tell me some more.
Similarly to self-combusting, spontaneous combustion, I was also just afraid of our house catching on fire, always.
You had maybe fire is really the fear here.
I'm, like, still afraid of our house catching on fire, and it's not because I'm worried, like, well, I should probably be worried that we're gonna, like, die or something. Mostly, I'm really terrified that Charlie is gonna hide from us. That's my biggest fear now, as an adult.
This is, like, turning from, like, funny things to, like, now I'm getting scared.
Well, no, like, that one worried me, but then the real one when I was a little kid was that I was terrified that my video games were going to get burned. All of my videos, because especially back in the day, if it was an N64, it would save on the cartridge. And then the PlayStation, it saved on the memory card. So I had the hierarchy in my head of what I would save. I was like, memory cards first, then I would save these games, then I would do this. And I, like, had it all in my head how I would, like, rescue my stuff. It was really bad at my mom's house, though, because I slept on the second floor. And all of the video games were in that basement.
So you didn't run down the stairs.
Which was unlikely. Like, in my head, I was like, it's pretty unlikely that I'll be able to make it to the basement to rescue my stuff.
Something tells me if your house caught on fire, your mom wouldn't let you run into the basement to get your games.
Probably not, which is probably why it was such a big fear for me. The realist in me was like, they won't let me. It wasn't like, I won't be able to accomplish this. It was like, they won't let me.
Yeah, because, you know, your mom is going to let her 6-, 7-, 8-year-old son run out through the house during a fire.
Oh, I had this fear until I was like 18.
Oh, my God.
No, 30. But the good thing was when I was at my mom's second house, I literally slept in the basement with doors to the outside in my room.
So you're just going to throw your stuff out the door.
No, literally. I almost practiced it.
Are you serious?
I didn't actually ever, but I was ready to just, like, rip open the doors, grab all my stuff, and just, like, shepherded it out onto the lawn. But that was, like, that's when the fear started to abate, because I was like, oh, this is just easy. There's no fire that would stop me from getting my stuff out now. This is great.
Jeez.
But now, I mean, look at this room. Look at this room.
So many valuables. Look at this room.
How would I get all this stuff out?
I guess we'd have to
get... And Charlie, and you, and Luna. I drilled it in my head. I'd be like, okay, you get the car out. I'll give you the cat. I'll give you the dog. You pull into the driveway and I want to get all my stuff. Put it out the window.
Are you serious?
The window's right there.
We haven't talked about this plan. Like, I feel like it's a lot of pressure on me to follow your plan. I have no idea about what your plan is. Wow.
Also, this doesn't matter if you have anything to save of your personal belongings. I've already sketched it out.
Yeah, cool. We're going to prioritize all your video games, but, you know, our maybe like our marriage certificate and our social security card. Oh, no, that's
right there. It's right there. So I can just grab it when I'm getting the CRT.
Oh, great. Yeah.
They're right next to each other.
So, okay, yeah. This childhood fear thing is really just an adult fear thing, I'm realizing. Lots
of
fire.
Well, I'm not really afraid of self combusting anymore.
That's good. I'm glad you graduated from that.
Yeah, I'm not really scared of that now.
My friend had like a fire ladder in her room.
I think it really stemmed from that because we had one of those in my mom's house and I was just so little. I was like, there's literally no way I can handle this. I'm like 4 years old. What do you want me to do?
I can't put this fire ladder. I have to break the glass through the window.
Yeah.
Sling it over.
And it like had this crazy mechanism where it like hooked onto the windowsill in just the right way. And I was terrified. Well, I'm also really scared of heights. So I had to climb down this like rickety chain metal ladder, and I was afraid I wouldn't hook it into the windowsill correctly and it would like rip off and I would plummet to my death and be like that kid that died trying to escape like a little fire because my mom left a hairdryer on or something, you know?
Wow. I feel like you're blaming your mom a lot.
No. I was just like, in my head, I was like, I just didn't think I had the capability to.
Yeah. Well, my friend had a fire ladder, and then my childhood home was all one floor, but like the front of the house, like my house was on a hill. Mm-hmm. So even though it was one floor, my bedroom was kind of uplifted a little bit. And from our bedroom, though, there was a door out, but you had to go downstairs. But I was like, what if that's on fire? How do I get out of my room, basically?
Yeah.
But I didn't have a fire ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I could probably survive the jump.
Probably.
It wasn't that high, you know?
Just throw your mattress out the
window. So I did think about this, but this wasn't like a rumination of mine.
Me neither.
It definitely seems like it wasn't for you at all.
Yeah, my dad's house, I was on the second floor. I didn't have a fire ladder, but there was like a little awning, and then he parked his car there. So I was like, I'll jump onto the awning, jump onto the car, put my toys down, jump onto the car, jump onto the awning, go back
in. Are you serious? Oh my God. Oh boy. I also, so this one stemmed from my brother, but because he had a really big fear about this, was a bridge collapsing while we were driving on it.
Oh.
So he used to make my mom roll all the windows down when we went over a bridge.
So he could get right out.
Yeah. And that kind of became a fear of mine then. Because then I watched a movie where someone they fell into the water and the windows, you can't break them until it pressurizes or until the car fills all the way up with water.
Yep.
And that really freaked me out.
When I was like old enough to drive, 1 year for Christmas, as like a big gift for Christmas, my mom got us those tools where it had like the really sharp pinpoint like hammer that you could smash your window even if there was water on the other side, or like smash your windshield if you were stuck in your car, and it had the seatbelt slicer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, I was never really that afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in high school, I flipped my van.
Mm-hmm.
It was like really, really icy. I drove over this like little hill and I flipped it. And like, as I was not like coming to, I didn't get knocked out, but like as my senses
brain caught up with what was actually happening,
I looked to the side of me and there was water outside my window on the driver's side door.
Mm-hmm.
And my head immediately was like, oh my God, the car's filling up. Get out, get out, get out. And then I just realized that it was like a tiny little stream.
Still scary. Hey, but your mom prepared you. Yeah, you're like, where's my little hammer thing?
I knew where it was. It was like in that little door pocket thing, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I was ready for it.
It's a good thing you don't put them in the trunk. That's a tool you don't put in the trunk.
No, that's got to be right there, ready to use.
Ready to go. I think my childhood fears were more like social. They weren't like something's bad is going to happen in the world. It was more like internal, like social driven fear. Like you know when you were a kid in school and, like, your teacher went down the rows and everybody had to read a paragraph?
Mm-hmm.
And then when that kid finished their paragraph, the next kid would go?
Yeah.
I would, like, count so far ahead to see what paragraph I was and, like, practice it in my head because I was really scared I was going to, like, mess it up. Like, that were kind of more of my fears. And, like, when we started doing the read-alouds, like, I'd immediately, like, my palms would sweat, my heart would race, and it was just, like, count ahead and,
That one never bothered me because I was just a performer. So I was like used to, I liked it. I liked being up in the center of attention.
You were the volunteer. Like, I'll read, I'll do it.
I was the volunteer.
Yeah. No, I'm a good reader. It was just, you know, speaking. Speaking was the hard one.
Yeah.
And then in high school, for whatever reason, my freshman year of high school, I took biology, and our teacher was really new. It was like her first time teaching, and she got like walked all over by the kids.
Hey, that happened in my bio class too.
People were really mean to her. But she made us read aloud, even though we were like 14, 15.
A little weird.
Yeah. But there was a lot of...
Also not an English class.
Yeah, right. I just think she didn't know what to do with us. But it was biology, so reading a lot about organisms.
Oh, no.
And in my head, I was really scared I was going to misread it and say orgasm.
Did you ever?
No, I didn't. Good. But that was like a fear, like the speaking aloud thing. I just got freaked out.
I was afraid you were going to get tunnel vision on that and just be like, don't say orgasm, and then just be like, orgasm.
No, I luckily didn't do it.
That's good.
But, like, I saw it in my paragraph, and I was like, shit, that would be mortifying. High school would be over for me.
I had one other, like, main fear. And looking back on it, I think I was really sick, and I think it was really a fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was really, really sick at my mom's house. And I think this was before Eric was born, because I was in the other room, or before we, like, started sharing rooms. So I was, like, only around 5 or 6 when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I had this, like, kind of, like, dream that my mom and my stepdad, like, walked into the room, but they were just, like, shadows, and their eyes were glowing red.
Okay.
And I was forever terrified of intruders in our house. So, like, in that room, actually, in every room I've ever been in, my bed has always been pushed up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always had a plan, and I would practice it, to wedge myself in between the mattress and the wall, cover myself with the blanket so it just looked like the bed was made. And they would just, like, if an intruder was in the house, they'd be like, nobody's in this room. We don't have to kill anyone here.
The giveaway, though, is you don't make your bed ever. So if your bed looked made, no,
when I was a little, when I was a little kid, we made it. But yeah, I was really afraid of that. And then when I was older, I think I was like maybe 11 or 12. At my dad's house, I got really, really sick. And I had like a really bad fever. And I started hearing voices and stuff.
Well, that's...
That was pretty bad.
That's scary. That's common, though, when you're a kid and you have a fever.
Yeah, I was like really high fever. And I was getting really scared. I like went up to my dad's room and I was like, what's happening?
There's no one here, but I hear things. And that's scary. Really scary. That's a legit childhood fear.
Yeah, but the one where I literally, for years, practiced wedging myself in between my bed and the wall. And like... shifting.
You really did.
And like
practice.
Breathing really quietly so that if they came in they couldn't hear me. I like practiced that. Because you would get out of breath. If you were breathing too quietly, you'd get out of breath. So I would like practice regulating my breathing so that I could escape.
Did you just not sleep as a kid? Were you just up all night long worrying? Because that's what it sounds like.
Planning about my video game fires and how to breathe quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess to like wrap up some of my random fears. Obviously I had the fear of the Matrix. That was a big one. That one would keep me up at night a long time. But I was really scared of... I had never seen the Mummy movies at the time, but they were really popular, and the preview played on the TV all the time.
Yep. Oh, and the scarab things?
Yeah. Yeah, in general. But, like, the bugs and, like, the mummy itself. Like, the commercials scared me.
Yeah.
And I got really freaked out by that. And then I remember my parents had, like, some friends that used to come over all the time. And their kids were a little older than us.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the mummy's so funny. It's hilarious. You would love it if you saw it. And she explained the scene where the mummies are all yelling at Brendan Fraser. And he just yells right back at them and they run away.
Yeah.
And she's like, see, they're not even that scary. You could just yell at them and they go away. And it actually made me feel a lot better.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. But that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. The beetles that crawl into your skin, though, those scare me to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me. When I was in preschool, a girl in my preschool, I might have told this story on this podcast, a girl in my preschool she went outside barefoot and she stepped on an underground beehive and got all the bees mad. And she got stung a whole bunch of times in her foot. And they told us that story. I was like 4. They're like, that's why you don't go outside without shoes, you know, like one of those Arrested Development type.
Yeah.
Moral of the story.
Put your shoes on before you go outside. I don't think a shoe would help you, though, if you stepped on a beehive.
Probably not.
Honestly.
But I was friggin' terrified of it. And then I think this was my same cousin with the spontaneous combustion. We watched a movie and there was a kid. I think he might have just stepped on a beehive on the ground, or there was one in the tree and got knocked down and he got stung to death. So I was terrified of bees.
Mm.
And I wasn't even allergic. And I had gotten stung by bees, but I was like, those two things combined, I was like,
Bees are no good. No bueno.
No good.
I still run away from bees. I think for me, it was, we had red ants one year on our sidewalk. And my mom got bit by them and she was like, don't go by the red ants. And then like, I just had a fear of red ants forever.
I had a run in, had a brush with red ants recently.
Yeah, they actually are painful.
It hurt like hell. I still have scars. Look at that. I still have marks all over my body from where they bit me.
To be fair, you laid on their home by accident.
I did. And this was 8 months ago. I still have scars.
It was dark out. You didn't know it was there. But no, we had fears of red ants.
That's very
fair. We used to like set up, we had like, it's not a sidewalk, but we called it a sidewalk. It was just a path from the street to our front porch. And it was the only like concrete-y part of our yard, because even our driveway was like gravel. So like when you're a kid, like that's a good spot to set up toys, like certain toys. But if you left them there too long, the ants would crawl on it.
Yeah.
And then you just spray them down with the hose.
Yep.
I forgot what I was going to say. I had one other childhood fear I wanted to tell you about, and I completely forgot what it was.
That was my bad. I sidetracked at us.
Oh, it's lame. It's going to make me sound like really lame, but I had super bad fears of failing tests.
Oh, that's not lame.
Like, they would keep me up.
No, that's not lame.
All night long. Even if I studied, I would stay up all night worried I was going to fail a test. Hours of sleep to that. I got in really big trouble, though, if I didn't do well in school.
No, that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty good childhood fear. Better than being afraid of spontaneously combusting. At least that's a thing that happens to children, that you don't do well on tests.
Fair enough.
I never really got test anxiety, but, and it was always so weird. It was whenever I wasn't doing plays anymore, like in the off season between plays, I would have dreams that it was all of a sudden tech week, the week before the show, and I hadn't gone to any rehearsals, and for whatever reason, they didn't kick me out of the show. So I had to learn the entire play and musical or whatever I was doing in 1 week and then go do it. Or sometimes I would even have a dream that it was literally opening night and I hadn't been to anything. So I'd be trying to like cram off stage and then run on and do a couple of lines and then run off.
Oh my God.
And I still have those dreams because I just did so many of them. I think that's like when my brain is stressed and processing, that's like the situation it goes back to. Plays.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a stress dream. It sounds like a not fun stress dream.
Yeah. I'll like still have those sometimes, but now they've kind of transformed into work related.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is it. I mean, mine were mostly just, I was just a very shy person. So any kind of social interaction, like going into the store and talking to someone or like talking to my peers, that usually triggered it for me.
Yeah.
But I've gotten past that. I can now buy stamps on my own.
That's great.
And I can read aloud.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm happy for myself.
Well, now you're doing a podcast. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I spend my whole day talking to people for a living, so.
Yeah, mine were mostly just idiotic things. And then I'm still pretty scared of heights.
No, you are scared of heights. That's a real thing.
That's my actual, like, if I have to point to one thing and say, what is your fear? It's heights, for sure. I just, like, I really seize up. Any other fears, or do you want to move on to school lunches?
Let's move on to school lunches, because now I'm just sitting here thinking about being nervous, and I'm just getting nervous.
You want to move on from that?
Let's move on from that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Were you a bagged lunch or bought the cafeteria lunch person?
I was bagged lunch right up until like middle school or so.
Okay. And then when you made the switch, did you go to cafeteria all the time?
I think so. I know by high school, I definitely was. I think even by eighth grade, I might have been. But it might have been even in middle school, a mixed, where it might have been like a special occasion. I can't quite remember. I do remember that Friday was the big day, even in middle school, that you wanted to have money in, because that was the pizza bread day.
Yeah, the French bread pizza day.
Yeah,
boat pizza.
Pretty friggin' good. The pepperoni on there.
We call them Titanic/boat pizzas.
That's pretty good.
That's what we call them. I don't know if that was in poor taste, maybe. Probably. That was a long time ago.
I think you're okay.
So elementary school, I was bagged lunch, and then one day a week I was allowed to buy. So mm-hmm. they would give you a menu for the month.
Yes, I remember that.
And then
that.
I got to circle the days that I wanted to bring lunch money in.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then in high school, that's when I switched to lunch tickets, where you could like pay for however long and you had all your lunch tickets. Like that's when I started buying lunch, was in high school.
Yeah, I don't, maybe that's how we did it in high school as well. I can't quite remember. I don't feel like I brought money in. What I do remember is I would, in both middle school and high school, I would actually just like kind of bank my money
mm-hmm.
and like get like a bag of pretzels or something for a day. So I'd have a bunch of money left over. So then on the big days where there was really good things, I would have a ton of money and I'd go ham.
Dude.
Like I'd buy like...
What I'm realizing is you're just like a strategist at all times.
Like they would, like when they would restock the vending machine in high school with the honey mustard pretzels,
mm-hmm.
I would literally hoard my money until they had that. And I would buy out the entire vending machine and keep it in my locker.
You know, you could like use the money you saved and just go to the store and buy a big bag of those.
Crap. I literally never thought of that until right now.
Are you serious? Yep.
What I would, in high school, all I would survive on is the honey mustard. What is it? Honey mustard, onion?
Pretzel bits or whatever.
Is there another thing? I can't remember.
Honey mustard and onion, I think. They're the pretzel pieces.
Yeah,
they're like orange looking.
Incredible. No, they're yellow. They're like a really vibrant yellow. and so those and then chocolate milk. That's all I ate.
It's a miracle you still have arteries.
Yeah, no, actually.
What I'm gathering from your childhood.
Yeah, I would just roll into class with like three chocolate milks and just like chug it all down.
Oh my God. That makes me want to vomit. Also, yeah. Like, school chocolate milk does not taste the same as, like, all other chocolate milk. It's not as good.
No, we had, like, the bottled chocolate milk. It was, like, really good chocolate milk.
You didn't have, like, the little brown carton?
Mm-mm.
Oh, those were kind of gross.
School. Not in high school.
I can smell my cafeteria still in my head, if I think about it.
I can't
like,
smell
Like, I know the smell of my school cafeteria growing
I can
up.
Visualize it perfectly, though. But I can't smell mine. Oh, I wish I could.
Did you have, like, a favorite meal? Like, what was like the one that you would hoard for, basically? Like, what was the school lunch that everybody wanted?
Oh, it wasn't lunch. It was the I would buy the accoutrement. So honey mustard pretzels and choco tacos.
Choco tacos, ice creams?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, we would like barter between all of us and we would like it became like that became a currency.
You're out of control.
Because I would corner the honey mustard pretzel market.
Yeah,
and so everybody else would be like, man, I'd really love some honey mustard
pretzels.
So
you didn't like have a day where you're like, oh, it's hype. Yeah, I'm definitely getting lunch this day.
Pizza
day.
That was about it. But what did you do for your bag lunches and stuff?
Well, thank you for asking what meals I was excited to order from the school cafeteria.
What are you excited to get from the cafeteria?
Popcorn chicken day.
Oh, we never had that.
Popcorn chicken. And I remember I didn't know what it was the first time I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really excited after that. And it was like a highlight.
I
just thought it was like chicken nuggets, you know? I didn't know what it was.
I had the exact same experience with popcorn chicken, but it was at KFC. I had no idea what I was ordering, but I knew I loved popcorn and I knew I loved KFC. So I was like, this has got to be incredible.
It was good. It was good. And I served it with mashed potatoes and corn, and those were my favorite sides as a kid. So that was a win for me. Nacho Day, though, classic.
Ooh, Nacho Day. That's pretty good.
Everyone always wanted Nacho Day. And then Pizza Day also. Those were like the big days. I also was in this is really gross, but like I guess it was middle school, they had the meal every day, but they also had like those really nasty like cheeseburgers mm-hmm. that just sat in foil all day.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they were just always out.
We would have bacon cheeseburgers sometimes, and that would be another one I would hoard for.
Yeah, I would just get those sometimes. Instead of ordering the lunch that I was excited about, I would just be like, yeah, no, I just want a cheeseburger.
Yeah, we had like a snack shack in high school. In the cafeteria. It was just like a little side business where they sold like snacks instead of food. It was supposed to be like your sides for the meal, but most of us just ate that as our meal. Had like Slurpees and stuff.
Oh my God. This is making me want to, if we ever have children, bag lunch forever.
Yeah, they had lots of cookies there. So that was another thing we would hoard our money for and then just buy like literally 2 dozen cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a healthy eater. I'm realizing right now. But yeah, bag lunches is where it was at. Especially because my mom put in effort for our bag lunches.
See, I did not enjoy my bag lunches, but that was the majority of what I ate in school. And it's not a bad thing. Like, as a kid, it was a definite bummer. But, you know, looking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was probably a good thing.
I liked bag lunches because of, like, you'd get stuff like fruit by the foot and fruit roll-up and gushers.
I didn't get any of those
things.
Dino
gummies.
I got zero of those things in my bag lunches. I don't think we even bought those things.
No?
No.
The fruit snack bit of it was always my favorite part.
We got fruit roll-ups sometimes, like on a very rare special occasion if they were on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember the fruit roll-ups that had the tattoos on it?
Oh, yeah.
And you like lick it and then you put it on your hand and
wildly
stuff.
Wildly unsanitary. I think we would put it on other kids. I think we would be like, look at my tattoo. Do you want it? And we would lick it and put it on another dude and then eat our fruit roll-up that was just on the back
of our hand. The trick was to lick your hand and then put it on. Because if you lick the fruit roll-up, it smudges.
Well, if I ever get one of those again, I highly doubt they're even in print anymore.
That's the pro tip. Oh, in COVID times? Can you imagine doing that during COVID?
That's horrifying. That's horrifying. Dunkaroos, though.
Didn't have those. Didn't have
one.
Go-Gurt.
Yeah, Go-Gurt was Fuego.
None of that.
Trix yogurt sometimes. Man, no. I am a snacker.
You know what? This is my lunch. General Bead family lunch in the bag.
Cool.
Juice box. Usually, Mott's. We didn't have Mott's. We had, you know, that Sips, and it was SSIPS.
Nope.
It wasn't great. We had that, and sometimes Capri Sun if it was on sale.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Capri Sun or the Kool Aid blasters with like the wax. You remember those? And you like twist the top off.
Never had those. Oh. I know what they are. I've had them, but that was not my lunchbox.
Oh my god.
Or sometimes Minute Maid orange juice lunchbox.
Juice boxes.
Yeah. So juice box.
Did you have like the fruit in a cup?
No fruit in the cup.
No.
No. I'll tell you if you give me a second.
I'm just remembering all these snacks now, and
are these the ones that you eat?
No, I'm just like visualizing the cafeteria and all my friends sitting around me and like comparing lunches.
I'm not a fan of the fruit in the cup. I'm not a fan of like canned fruit, really,
because there's so much sugary syrup to keep it
gross
from decaying.
I don't like it. Yeah. I did like canned peaches as a kid a lot.
Oh yeah,
but that was about it. My grandma would serve canned peaches, and they were basically just sugar. It was just candy.
Yeah. I never really liked those. But I also didn't really eat fruit,
They're
obviously.
They're kind of slimy. They slide right down your gullet.
Oh, God. Anyway, what was in your lunch? So we got the juice box, and then I cut you off. We got to juice box.
Juice box. Really loved... I used to love a good PB&J, but then I didn't like when the jelly bled through the bread. Mm-hmm. And if you put it in the lunch bag, you're at higher risk for jelly bleedage. So I switched to just peanut butter sandwich. But as an adult, that disgusts me. I don't know how I ate it every day.
Same. And
too dry.
Peanut butter and fluff, too, was a huge one. And I don't know how I look at that. I'm like, how did I eat that?
I don't know. It just makes my like throat feel like it's closing up. And not because I'm allergic.
My mouth literally just got cemented shut thinking about it.
I know. It's like watching Luna try to lick peanut butter. It gives me like PTSD. Carrot sticks, usually. Mm. Baby carrots.
Yep.
Applesauce was big.
I would have that. Yep. Lots of applesauce. Remember when they had the non-apple applesauces, like pear sauce and stuff? Those were always the worst to get.
Oh, I thought of another childhood fear.
Oh, what?
While we're talking about this.
What? Getting turned into applesauce?
No, I had, when I first started going to kindergarten, I remember distinctly my first day of kindergarten, we had to bring a snack because we didn't stay full day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very concerned that there wouldn't be garbage in the classroom and I wouldn't know where to throw out my wrapper for my granola bar. So I wanted my mom to send it to school with me unwrapped so I wouldn't have to worry about the garbage can.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
Those are the things I worry about.
That's so adorable. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. The
garbage was going to be.
That is the cutest thing
I've ever really heard. It really scared me though. My mom's like, I promise there's going to be garbage cans. And I was just like, what if I don't know where it is? She's like, you can ask the teacher. It's like, I don't want to talk to the teacher.
That's not what I'm going here for.
Excuse me.
I'm going here to learn how to spell cow and get out.
Maybe do some arts and crafts and leave.
Yep. Granola bar, though. That was definitely a staple of lunches.
Yeah, granola bar was in there.
You get, like, bent and stuff, though, probably, because, like, other stuff would be on top of it.
I liked the chewy granola bars.
Yes, those were flames.
Mm-hmm.
Those
do you know, I like the cookies and cream ones.
Now it's too much.
It's way too much.
I had it recently. It's too much.
I hated oatmeal raisin.
Loved them.
Those were always the ones that were left in the box at the end, and like it sucked when you got to the end of the box.
I've always been a big oatmeal raisin guy, but the funny thing is I hate oatmeal. Like a bowl of oatmeal, I friggin' hate it.
That was a big breakfast staple in my household. The instant Quaker Oats.
Yeah.
Peaches and cream.
The Dino one? Did you ever have that?
No, we didn't do Dino ones. We weren't fun. We didn't even, like, chips weren't really a thing. Sometimes my mom would, like, put a little Ziploc bag of chips in there, but it was rare.
We had a wall of food in our basement. It was, like, literally just a whole wall of just food. And a lot of it was snacks.
We didn't.
And a hamburger helper.
That was not it. We had a lot of hamburger helper, though, I will say.
I actually liked Hamburger Helper.
I did not.
It looked fondly on Hamburger Helper.
I complained a lot about Hamburger Helper.
It's like, it's Hamburger Helper night? Are you kidding me? Let's do this. I'm about this.
I was like, hamburgers don't need help. You can just eat them as a hamburger and they're fine. We don't need all the other shit on there.
Oh, that's good. They don't need help. That's good.
They don't. I don't know. That was like a typical lunchbox, and it sounds healthy, but I don't think it was intended to be healthy. I think it was just what we afforded because you could stretch a bag of baby carrots.
But I'm trying to remember what healthy stuff we would have.
Oh, lots of clementines.
No, I was never a clementine kid.
No.
That's probably why I still don't know how to peel them.
What was in your lunchbox then?
Okay, so it was interesting because my parents were divorced and my dad had no time. So my dad would usually send me with stuff. I would go grocery shopping with my dad and I'd get to pick it out. That was pretty fun. But I would get a lot of Lunchables.
You got to have Lunchables at school?
Where else would you have Lunchables?
Those were like special occasions.
Oh, no, I'd bring them to lunch for lunch. My Lunchable.
That's
lunch.
Insane. That's really cool. I only ever got the ham and cheese cracker sandwich ones, though, with the Capri Sun.
Oh, no, I would get the pizza ones.
Oh, I didn't like the pizza ones because it was cold. I was like, eh. And I eat all my food cold now, so yeah, I don't know why I didn't like that. But as a kid, I was like, that's not freaking pizza.
Remember they had the chocolate pizza with the M&Ms instead of pepperonis?
No, that sounds disgusting. I'd get those
sometimes. They're kind of gross. But no, I would get at Lunchables with my dad. But then my mom, she, especially because it was me and my little brother for a lot of it, too. We just didn't have as much money. We couldn't do Lunchables and stuff. So my mom would make me mom's Lunchables.
That's
and
cute.
She would get Ritz crackers and little slices of cheese and pepperoni. And she would pile them up and put them in a Tupperware for me to bring to school.
That's cute. That's cute.
Sometimes she would also pack a thermos with like a hot lunch in it, like soup or something. But sometimes she would put SpaghettiOs in there. And I'd be the kid at school with friggin' SpaghettiOs for lunch. That was dope.
That's pretty genius. I did not have a thermos kid.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Your mom had to wake up early and make SpaghettiOs before you went to school. That's insane.
That's a great point. Yeah, my mom would wake up, make SpaghettiOs in the morning. Can you imagine the first thing that you smell in the morning is SpaghettiOs?
I'm vomiting now.
Because I also like the one with the meatballs in it.
Ooh.
So...
I wasn't a big SpaghettiO fan.
I loved SpaghettiOs. I ate SpaghettiOs until I was like in high school.
Ew, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
In high school, one of the cafeteria lunches was spaghetti and meatballs. And I remember this kid, Ken, I'll edit out his last name because I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know him like that anymore. Yeah. You know, he would take the meatballs, wipe them off a little bit, and then you could bounce them like a freaking bouncy ball, and it would bounce back in his hand from the ground.
That's horrifying.
That's how fake those meatballs were.
That's horrifying.
It was a legitimate bouncy ball.
So I'm going to change the subject so I don't throw up.
That's what we were eating in high school. That's what they served us.
ASMR podcast right here. But no, so then I would always have a fruit snack of some kind. Gummies, gushers, fruit by the foot, fruit roll-up, something of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would do sandwiches sometimes, yeah.
Wait, you didn't even have a sandwich in there? You would just have fruit snacks?
Well, no. It would depend if it was like, you know, SpaghettiOs or mom's Lunchables or sandwich.
I thought you said I only have gushers or sandwich.
No. Definitely juice boxes. Capri Suns, if I was lucky, for sure. Sometimes those like Kool-Aid blaster things. I think with sandwiches, it was pretty typically like peanut butter and jelly stuff. I didn't really like cold cuts when I was a kid.
Oh, I did a lot of ham, cheese, and mustard.
Yeah, I got into those later.
And then turkey, cheese, and mayo. Those were if I had cold cuts, it was ham, cheese, and mustard, turkey, cheese, and mayo.
Yeah.
I remember when I discovered turkey, cheese, and mayo, and I was like, why would I ever eat anything different? I ate that for like a year straight.
Mm.
It's not even that great of a combo.
It's pretty good, though.
It's pretty good, but it wasn't like, I don't need to eat it every day for a year, but I did that. I did do that.
My sandwich was really in college. Because they had, like, the wrap station.
We never had, like, lettuce, tomato, or anything on our sandwiches, though, as a kid.
They just don't stay that great in a lunchbox anyway.
Yeah.
Lead through it. Oh, we would do the yogurt cups. You know those yogurt cups? And then they had, like, the filling on top, and you'd dump it in?
I did have those as a kid.
Yeah, I would do those a lot.
Those are great. I like the little chocolate ones. Like, it had the chocolate, like, the Crunch Bar type topping.
Yeah, they would have, that Crunch Bar candy.
That was my favorite one.
Or Oreo one, too.
My brother liked Oreo. I liked the Crunch Bar.
Yeah. And then the crappy day was when it had, like, the oatmeal or, like, granola on top.
Remember the whipped yogurt?
No.
The yogurt that was, like, it was Yoplait whips.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so it was like, super light. Fluffy. Yes. Actually, I would have one of those all the time, the strawberry one.
You know what I ate all the time as a kid? Well, one, I loved the raspberry whips.
Mm-hmm.
And then the key lime pie whips.
Well,
I loved key lime pie yogurt. Loved it.
I feel like my stepdad would get those sometimes, actually.
It was, I don't think I'd ever eat it now, but that was like my favorite thing as a kid. Key lime pie yogurt.
I only ever went for strawberry or vanilla. That's it.
Huh. You're more particular than I was on those.
Oh, I was a really particular eater when I was a kid. Really particular.
The Gushers did not give that away for me. They're gross. Gushers are nasty.
Gushers are fantastic.
Ugh. Why would you want your thing to squirt in your mouth like that while you're chewing it?
I don't know. It's fun. It was quirky.
Gross.
Most of the time, they just exploded in the packet anyway and just became one mega Gusher.
Oh, that makes me want to die. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, but no, it was just a smattering of lots of stuff. I think I would get baby carrots and stuff like that. And like, we had all these different tiny little Tupperwares that you could just put little food in. That was really nice. They were like really thick and robust. What type of bag did you get sent it with?
Sometimes brown bag.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a blue lunchbox that was like the insulated type material, but not that great. You know, like it was like a triangle and then it like folded over at the top.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. But the corner ripped. And then one time my applesauce exploded and then it dripped out of the bottom. Yeah.
We had the square or like rectangle ones that would zip and they were made of the same material. And then my mom would put an ice pack in there.
Oh, you know what? I did have chips sometimes. Sorry, I'm just thinking. Sun chips, French onion. Sometimes I would get those.
Oh, that's fancy. Ziploc. That's a nice one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the pail? Like the actual plastic pail?
Like a bucket?
Kind of, like a lunch pail. And then it has the top that opens like this.
Isn't that what I just described?
That's not like a bucket, though. Like, it closes. It's like
know.
A box. It's an actual, like, box. And they had, like, movie characters on them, usually.
Well, I had a couple of those metal ones, but we never used them. They were like promotional, like, merchandise for hockey teams. And my uncle, because he played professional hockey, he would get them for us, and he would have it signed by the whole team. So I had, like, a St. Louis Blues metal lunchbox signed by the whole team.
You didn't like roll into school with that? Because I totally would have.
No, because I was like, if any of these get smudged, I'll die.
And were you like, oh my god, if there's a fire, these are number 17 on the list?
Yeah. I probably brought them in for like show and tell or something. I would bring in some of the...
Oh, I forgot about show and tell.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about show and tell.
Oh my gosh. I would do anything to be in elementary school right now.
My uncle brought in a stick of dynamite to show and tell once.
Wow.
They were making train tracks behind the house and he found an unexploded piece and he brought it.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
It's the 70s.
Wow.
He's in kindergarten.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It was fine. It was a big misunderstanding.
Yeah, it's just that's nuts. That's really nuts.
Well, now if someone did it today, like be insane. But
yeah.
They were just like, can you come get your son? He brought dynamite to school. He can't do that.
Parents were like, again. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember much more. I just remember it's so funny now, like looking back on it, right? Like I can remember in my elementary school, we were just in the gym. They had those fold up tables, mm-hmm. They would, like fold down. You all sit on the benches.
Remember getting called to the lunch line, like by a table, they would let you go up.
Yeah,
you had to wait your turn.
And like what I remember is like trying to rush to sit with my friends and like talking about Pokemon and sometimes even like having my Game Boy and whipping that out and stuff. Like, I can barely remember what I ate because it was never about that. It was about, like, hanging out with your friends and having a time where you weren't learning, you know?
Mm.
Like, school lunch was, like, almost never about, like, eating for me. You know, it was much more of, like, the social bit.
Yeah, no, I can see that for sure.
But I don't know. I just kind of, like, find that weird because, like, 10 plus years, you would, like, sit down and eat every day. And now I can barely remember. Oh, I would eat a lot of muffins in high school, too. That was another one.
Muffins, random.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm trying to like play it back. I can't really remember because it was always just like about hanging out with kids and like wanting to run around and having to sit down and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was really shy. So I always sat with my friends. Like I had people to sit with.
Yeah.
You know, like I wasn't just like sitting by myself, which is a reality for some people. Sometimes lunch isn't as positive as you're portraying it. I had people to sit with, but I also was pretty quiet. So like, I think food was a distraction for me to like get out of having to talk too much.
Have a social interaction.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think like all the grades would eat at the same time, but like each grade would kind of have two tables. I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
I'm thinking of very young elementary school though. By high school, it was race to get to there first so you get the best cookies.
Yep.
Because they had three cookies for a dollar.
Yep.
And they had the giant chocolate chunk ones. Mm-hmm. And then, but at that point in high school, very cliche, like you had your own table. So like my friends and I would all go to the same table.
Yep.
And that became social hour then for me. But I would say like up until middle school, I was very shy. I don't know what happened.
Lunch was so long. Wasn't it like 40 minutes?
Especially by high school. Because it was a whole period. I think it was half a period because we had blocks, which were 80 minutes long. So you had lunch for 40 minutes.
Yeah, ours was about...
I don't even get a 40-minute lunch at work now.
When I was in...
What the hell?
Freshman and sophomore, though, I think it was a whole block. So I think it was literally... No, you would like leave class. I can't quite remember. But it was a really long time. It was like a really, really long time.
We weren't supposed to leave in high school either for lunch. You were supposed to stay on campus, but everyone would leave.
Yeah, there was like a sandwich and like pizza shop across the street that some of the delinquents would go to. They weren't delinquents. They were just braver than I was. I would always stay on.
We had literally the same thing. There was a pizza place right across the street called Pastabilities. You've actually ordered it from there before.
Oh, Lord.
When we were in Ringwood. They did late night.
Yeah, that's where I got the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. So you could sneak that way, but what we would do is we would just go to the bagel place.
I mean, yeah.
So
New
we would
Jersey
just,
bagels.
One of your friends would decide who was going to drive and then you go and get bagels and come back.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to drive. Like you would get in actual trouble if you left and like drove somewhere during lunch.
So the seniors had a parking lot and they could park on campus. And then the juniors, they called it Junior Drive, but it was just like a street that ran parallel to the school. So everyone would park on Junior Drive.
Oh no, we had more than enough parking spots for everybody, so they could like keep track of anybody leaving. Yeah.
It was actually easier as a junior to sneak off then,
yeah,
because you just like go onto the road and they can't like. But like if you're in the school parking lot, then one time, so you had to like register your car as a senior, and they would like check your license plate and your parking pass every day to see that it matched because they didn't want other people parking.
Yep.
And one time my car broke because, you know, my car breaks all the time, as you know, with my history of cars. So I had to drive my mom's car to school. And I was in the office before the bell even rang, getting a temporary pass. And I was already written a ticket by Mr. Stanger, the physics teacher.
That's very quick.
He stunk.
Did you have to pay it?
No, but he was like, as I was getting my temporary pass, he was like, we got one today coming into the office. And like, here's the license plate. They're not supposed to be there. Let's call the tow truck. I was like, excuse me.
Wow.
This is my parking permit. I'm getting it right now. I was like, was it a Suburban that you wrote up? He's like, yep. I was like, well, look at the temporary pass. And he was like, well, if you know you're going to not have your car, you should come the day before so you have it ready. I was like, yeah, because I knew my car was going to break down, buddy.
That dude sucks.
Yeah, he did suck. He did suck.
I had one, what was it? Every single day I had first period off, and then every other day I had the second period off. So every other day I didn't have to go to class until third period.
Holy smokes, that's dangerous.
And so I would roll in and park in the teacher's parking lot.
Because they'd be done checking?
Well, they didn't really check. They just, all the teachers were already in school. So if there's spaces, I was like, dope. I just park in the teacher's parking lot, walk right in. So I never bought a parking pass that year. And then, like, on the last week of school, as I, like, rolled into school at, like, 11 o'clock or whatever, one of the days, the, like, office woman who I was friends with was like, so, you know, like, you gotta pay for your parking. You gotta pay for parking now, right? Like, it's the end of the year. You gotta pay for that. All the parking that you've done. And I was like, damn it.
They charge you to pay to park at school?
Yeah, you had to buy a pass. It was like $180 or something.
Are
for
you
the whole
serious?
Year. Maybe less. I don't know. It could have been 20. I don't know.
That's kind of rude. Our senior year, it was actually a lottery. So you only got to park on campus half the year.
Oh, we had plenty of spots for everybody, but they had you pay to like pay for the parking lot and like maintenance and stuff, I guess.
My high school sucked, is what I'm gathering.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen my school. There isn't a lot of kids, but it has a gigantic parking lot.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, you didn't have the balls to leave for lunch and get food and come back?
Oh, no, never. But I would leave. I would roll into school at 10 o'clock and then leave school at 1 because of all those studies I had.
That's actually crazy. You basically didn't go to school your senior year.
Oh, it was awesome. Well, no, that was my junior year is when I had it really good. But then my senior year, they implemented the rotating schedule. And that's where I lost my ability to not go to class.
Seniors could leave early their senior year if you were in good standing.
If you had study?
So like you could go to first through third period and fourth and fifth if you had enough classes and you weren't in jeopardy of not graduating, you could leave.
Oh, wow.
So then you'd have two periods you can go home and then come back for sports or whatever, or after school stuff.
Yeah, I had a lot of days I ended my day with study, but then I just had to be back for all my different extracurriculars, like newspaper club and jazz band and musicals, because I was really cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just hung around.
See, the thing was for me, though, French 4 was only during fourth period, so I had to take up until fourth period. So I had the last period off, but yeah. Because I, you know, wanted to show for college, I took 4 years of a language, which didn't matter at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because then I tried to take, you know, when you go to UMass, when you go to college?
I do know when you go to UMass, yeah.
Well, you know, during orientation, you can take the placement test to see if you place out of, like, your French language, 1 yeah. or whatever, you place out your language. 4 years of French. Didn't place out.
That's not good.
I didn't need a language to graduate, so I didn't need to take it. That's how bad. I didn't learn anything. I love you, Miss G, but I learned nothing. Sorry.
Anyway, we've completely lost the topic of this one.
Yeah, school lunches really took us down a winding hill.
It was fun, though. See, this is what we were looking for. A little bit of nostalgia sprinkled in on a cold snow day. Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, any closing thoughts on fears or food?
Reflecting back, I was a much more anxious child than I realized, and it's a little embarrassing, but I have overcome.
Yeah.
So.
You know what's one thing I wasn't scared of? Drowning. I always tried to touch the bottom of the lake.
I was a good swimmer as a kid. I didn't really worry about it as much as I probably should have.
Yeah. Like, I was like a little wee thing, and I would jump off and try to touch the bottom of the lake.
Yeah. And you float if you're tired, you know. Always be with someone.
I had a good amount of blubber, too, so.
Don't swim by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it was a summer camp.
We all had water safety training as kids.
But I was really scared of fire. But then I loved the water because it would put the fire up.
Should we, like, do a family emergency plan? Like, if we have to meet by the tree or something? You know what I mean?
You know what? That's a great idea. Let's go do that right now. Let's plan out how we will save my video games and the cat.
And the dog.
The dog's in her cage, so we'll in her crate, so we'll be able to find her easily.
She's not in her crate most of the time.
If there's a fire. Anyway.
Luna will follow us anywhere.
Yeah. If the fire alarm went off, she'd run to us and be like, all right, are we doing this, guys? Zombies are coming. Let's kill
them. She's like, put my backpack of video games on me. I'm ready to go.
Oh, my God. That's a really good idea.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're done.
That's a really good
idea. Next week, we'll be back with Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yes. Thanks for bearing with us. It's going to be great.
And, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Let us know what yours is nostalgic about. Maybe our next drink break will cover one of those topics for us.
Yeah, and tell us about your school lunches. We'd love to hear. Send us a picture if you've got some old nostalgic, you know.
Let me know if you still can't eat baby carrots because you ate too many as a kid. And now yeah. They make you want to cry.
Oh, I just remember you could shoot them if you squeeze the butt end of it. They'd, like, rock it off like a torpedo.
I just remember we would do this thing where we would, they'd be my plastic bag. And
yeah.
You'd close your eyes and you'd feel them and you'd be like, they feel like fingers. Ew. One of those things.
Man. I would love to be a little kid again. It was an easier time.
I don't think we knew how good we had it.
No.
Now we have
definitely
bills.
Didn't. Yeah. No bills back then.
And I had a 40-minute lunch then. Now I don't even have time to eat usually during the workday.
I know. I was done at like 2. Anyway. Like Jess was saying, if you want to let us know some of your nostalgia, share your thoughts about, you know, childhood fears or school lunches, you can find us all over the internet. We've got a Twitter.
It's, got an Instagram.
Well, I was going to say what it is.
At WinerMilk on Twitter. At WinerMod. WinerMilk Podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
WinerMilkPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
WinerMilkPodcast.com.
Yep.
Facebook is something that I never remember.
Facebook.com/WinerMilk. It's really not hard.
Easy peasy.
And please, if you want to help us out, rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. It really does make a difference. Otherwise, like Jess said, we will see you guys next week with Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great day.